This episode of the Children's Literature Podcast is brought to you by Chocolate. Chocolate. Roald Dahl ate some every day. And he was a world-famous writer, inventor, and fighter pilot. Be like Roald Dahl. Eat chocolate.
Welcome to the Children's Literature Podcast. I'm your host, TQ Townsend. This episode is celebrating Roald Dahl Day. A 107 years ago this week, Roald Dahl was born. And now people all around the world celebrate his birthday on September 13th. By dressing up as their favorite characters from his books, as well as raising money for charity. Happy Roald Dahl Day, Chloe!
Thank you!
This is our 91st episode of the show. That means we're just 9 episodes away from what?
Our 100th episode mailbag?
Yes! If you've got questions that you would like us to answer for our mailbag episode, send it in to letters at childrensliteraturepodcast.com.
We also want to remind you that copies of Cindy Feller, An Old West Fairy Tale, the story that me and my mom wrote together, are for sale. You can get your copy at Amazon.com.
Roald Dahl was a legend, even in his own lifetime. Before he was famous as an author, he was famous for being a brave fighter pilot. Stories of his adventures often got changed and embellished, though. Sometimes he chose to tell it that way, and sometimes others made him do it. This means sometimes it's hard to know what's true or false in his biography. So, Chloe, I've done some fact-checking, and I'm going to ask you questions, and you have to guess if what I've said is true or false. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready for a quiz.
True or false? When Roald Dahl was 6 years old, he met his favorite author, Beatrix Potter, the author of Peter Rabbit.
I'm guessing maybe true because Beatrix Potter and Roald Dahl, their writing is quite the same. So maybe he did read Beatrix Potter books and he went to go, like, see her.
That's interesting. How do you think their writing is the same?
Beatrix Potter, she likes writing about animals with funny adventures, and Roald Dahl likes writing about humans with funny adventures. Inside one of my favorite books, I forgot what it's called. I guess The Magic Finger. People turn into birds. So I think you might have gotten that idea maybe from Beatrix Potter.
Maybe. And sometimes Roald Dahl did write about animals because you had Fantastic Mr. Fox or yep. James and the Giant Peach. That's interesting. So this is actually a true story. It really happened and it's kind of funny. When Roald Dahl was a little boy, his family went on holiday up to the Lake District, where Beatrix Potter had her famous farmhouse. He walked up to her house and recognized it from the paintings in her story about Jemima Puddle Duck. And as he got close, he actually saw Beatrix Potter working in her garden. And so the great author and illustrator looked up and she saw him and asked what he wanted, and little Roald said he had come to see Beatrix Potter. And she said, "Well, you've seen her. Run along now." True or false? Roald Dahl was an ace pilot.
I think that might be true.
It is true. Do you know what an ace pilot means?
No, I just guessed.
An ace pilot is someone who has at least 5 confirmed kills. So that means that he shot down at least 5 enemy planes. Now, an interesting thing was, he never actually spoke about this or wrote about it very much, and he definitely didn't brag about it. And I think that's a good thing because it's something that was necessary to do during a time of war, but it was clearly something that he wasn't excited about or happy about. Like, he was proud of the fact that he did what was necessary to do his part in the war, but he's not necessarily excited about the fact that you have to hurt and kill people when you're a fighter. Okay. True or false? Roald Dahl could speak Spanish.
He might have been able to to speak a little bit of Spanish.
Well, take a guess, true or false?
All right, I think it's true.
It's false.
Oh.
Sorry. He spoke English, Norwegian, and Swahili.
Swahili, what
Swahili,
the?
Yeah. It's I know it can seem very...
It's a tongue twister.
So, growing up as a little boy, he spoke English outside the house, but his parents were Norwegian, and so they spoke Norwegian at home. But he learned to speak Swahili when he got his first real job, and he went to go live in Africa in a place called Tanganyika. Today it's called Tanzania. But yes, he learned to speak Swahili. It's a language from Africa, and it's very, very interesting that he learned it, and it's very difficult to learn, so good for him. True or false? Roald Dahl was a fighter pilot during World War II who was shot down in his airplane.
I think it might be true.
So this one is a bit of a trick question. He was a fighter pilot during World War II, but he wasn't actually shot down. However, for a long time, people thought he was because he had written a story that was about his experiences as a fighter pilot, and the editors renamed it to Shot Down Over Libya, where in fact he crashed because his supervisors gave him bad directions. He was supposed to fly to meet his squadron, and they gave him completely the wrong instructions, and they just sent him to a place in the middle of the desert. So he had to fly around until he started running out of fuel, and it was starting to get dark, and so he had to try to land in the desert, even though there wasn't a runway, and he did the best he could, but he struck a rock, and one of the wheels came off, and so that was how he had his crash. Now, he's just as brave. I'm sure it's just as scary if you crash in the desert as getting shot down by the enemy. But he was lucky he lived. He managed to get himself away from his wreckage before it burst into flames, and then he was able to go to the hospital and get better. But he didn't actually get shot down. He crashed. True or false? Roald Dahl was a spy.
I think he was. I think he, flew to places and spied on people. I'm not sure if he spied on people in the air or on ground, but I think he's a spy.
It's true. He was a spy, but he didn't do it in his airplane. And you might be surprised because he was kind of an unusual spy. He was a spy in America. That can seem strange, right? Because Britain and America were really good friends. What happened was after he had his crash, he couldn't fly fighter planes anymore. But he was really good at writing. He was tall, he was handsome, he looked good in his uniform, and he was really good at telling stories and being charming. So what they did was they gave him a job in the embassy in Washington, D.C. So he was working for the British government. And what he would do is he would report back to Winston Churchill about how the mood was, because at this point, America wasn't in the war. Britain was all alone in the war for the first couple of years, and then later after Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, then America joined in. But it was important for them to understand how American politicians were feeling. So he didn't do the kind of spying on Americans where, say, he didn't sneak into the White House or plant bugs or things like that. He was invited to the White House because he was friends with the president and the first lady. And then what he would do is, you know, he would be able to talk to Winston Churchill and say, look, you know, I was talking to the president and he seems really anxious about this, or he thinks this is a really good idea. So it was more that he was being friends with people. And then when he learned things that would help the friendship between Britain and America be strong, he would report it back to MI5 sometimes, and MI6 too. True or false? King Harald, who's the current king of Norway, met Roald Dahl when he was a little boy.
How old is he?
He's pretty old now.
He might have.
So are you guessing true or false?
I think I'm guessing, maybe true, when he just became king, because, it would be, impossible if he was alive before Roald Dahl. He would be dead by now.
No, that's true. He was just a little boy. He did meet him. It's true. So here's what happened. You know how I just said Roald Dahl was in America during World War II? So what happened was Also during the war, Germany took over Norway. They invaded the country, even though it was supposed to be peaceful and neutral, and they took it over. They needed a bunch of resources there. So what happened was the royal family fled, and the king and the crown prince stayed in London, and they helped the Norwegian government that had all run away. They didn't want to work with the Nazis, so they all came to London. And then that wasn't safe enough for the crown princess and the little prince and princesses, so they went and stayed in Washington, D.C. But because they were Norwegian and because Roald Dahl could speak Norwegian, it made sense that they became friends and it helped them feel less homesick because they were able to hang out together and speak Norwegian. So Roald Dahl got to hang out with the crown princess of Norway and the little future king of Norway at the U.S. president's vacation home. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
True or false? Roald Dahl invented a medical device.
I sort of am on true and I'm sort of on false. Can we skip this one and save it for last?
No.
I think it's false.
It's actually true.
Oh!
Sorry.
I had my hand choose it.
Oh, okay.
So it's my hand's fault.
So this is a little bit of a sad story. When Roald Dahl had a young son named Theo, they were in New York and an irresponsible cab driver hit the stroller while they were walking down the street. The little boy lived, but he had a brain injury that meant fluid would build up in his brain that could be dangerous because it would push on his brain. And so Roald Dahl helped invent a device that allowed the fluid to be safely drained away. And this invention saved the lives of thousands of children.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's a pretty committed father, huh? True or false? Roald Dahl was Welsh.
I think he was.
He was kind of. This one is actually not an easy true or false question, so I have to apologize for that. He was born in Wales, and he spent his childhood years in Wales before he went off to boarding school in England. Mm-hmm. But his family was...
Norwegian.
That's right. His father had come over to Wales and he was a merchant. And then later, his mother came over from Norway and married his father. While he was born in Wales and spent his happy early childhood with his family there, he wasn't actually Welsh. But he also spent every summer in Norway. They stayed on a little island in the Oslo Fjord called Tume, and he called it the Magic Island. And he spent his... I know, isn't that fun? He spent happy summers there hiking, swimming, going in boats, and eating delicious fish caught right from the sea. And it's a dream of mine to see that one day. But the town he grew up in is fairly close to Cardiff, so maybe one day you and I could go there.
Mm.
True or false? When he died, Roald Dahl was buried with a power saw in his coffin.
What's a power saw?
It was a circular saw. You know those round saws that go really, really fast? It goes... So that's what the saw was. Is there one in his coffin or not? True or false?
I think maybe because he did work with wood.
Oh, well, it's true.
What?
I know, isn't that a funny thing?
That's crazy!
Well, there's other stuff in there too.
Like what? Books?
Well, when he died, his family gave him what they considered a modern-day Viking funeral. In Viking times, people would be buried with grave goods. Have you seen pictures of that from archaeological sites?
Yeah, like, inside year four, we studied about the Stone Age.
Uh-huh.
Or was it in year three? I can't remember. It said back then there would be very valuable things that belonged to that person. And they chose out a couple of that and... they buried them.
That's exactly what the family did for Roald Dahl. They wanted to bury him with things that were really important to him. And so in his coffin, there was some very nice burgundy wine, some chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
His favorite pencils and his cues for playing snooker, which is sort of like pool, you know, on the table where you hit the balls into the pockets. And these were, I guess, really, really special cues. He really loved them and they were his favorites. Yeah, they did that because they wanted to bury him with things that he would enjoy. And it was also a way to sort of honor his Norwegian heritage, that his ancestors would have been buried like that. So why not bury him that way too?
Mm.
True or false? Roald Dahl married a movie star.
I think it's true.
It is true. He married a woman named Patricia Neal, and that's who he had his children with. Probably her most famous role is she was in a movie called The Day the Earth Stood Still. I don't think you've seen that yet, but it's really good.
I've heard about it.
It's really, really good. We should watch it. True or false? Roald Dahl worked for the Cadbury Chocolate Factory.
I think it's false, but I think he did visit there quite often.
It is false. The reason I put this question in, though, is that he did do some taste testing for Cadbury. Do you remember this story?
Oh, yeah. Can I tell them?
Yeah.
So when he was inside secondary school for boys, about like every week, they got a few chocolates to taste and they got to write an essay about it.
I think that's a pretty good deal if you can get it. Do you wish that the Cadbury Factory would send chocolates to your school?
Yeah, but we live nowhere near a Cadbury. I know where we live right next to. A farm. It stinks every time we come out of worship.
Well, that's just the cows.
No offense to the farmer who owns that farm.
I don't think he'd be offended, sweetie. Okay, last one. True or false, Roald Dahl once put a dead mouse in a jar of Gobstoppers in a sweet shop.
I think that's true.
It is true.
And I think Inside Boy, A Tale of Childhood, I think that's about him.
Yep. This, in fact, I've got a copy of it right here. And he talked about the sweet shop back in Wales when he was a little boy and how it was owned by a horrible old woman who ended up inspiring the character of Miss Trunchbull.
Oh.
Yeah, that she was just a mean, nasty, unpleasant lady. And so one day they played a trick by sneaking a dead mouse into a candy jar and they all got in big trouble. Children listening at home, do not put dead mice in candy jars. It won't end well.
But if you find a dead mouse, bury it and cry your heart out. I would do that.
For adults who want to know more about Roald Dahl's life, I really recommend reading a book by Jennet Connett called The Irregulars, Roald Dahl and the British Spy Ring in Wartime Washington. This book covers the years in which Roald Dahl served as an attaché in Washington, using his fame as a glamorous fighter pilot to make friends with important people in America and help drum up support for Britain before the United States officially entered the war. Kids can read Roald Dahl's own books about his life. Boy describes what happened when he was a child, and Going Solo is about when he was a young man. Chloe, what was the most interesting fact you learned today about Roald Dahl?
I think that the most funny one was he saw Beatrix Potter.
That is a funny story. It's crazy to think that these two incredibly important writers met, but it was just such a normal, common, everyday thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So another interesting thing is Roald Dahl was nervous about writing about animals because he thought that Beatrix Potter did it so well that he could never write anything that was as good. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for playing along and happy Roald Dahl Day. If you listeners would like to help celebrate, you can dress up, read stories, or learn more about the wonderful efforts of Roald Dahl's marvelous children's charity by visiting roalddahlcharity.org. What character are you going to dress up as on Roald Dahl Day, Chloe?
Probably Matilda.
Well, then what will you do if I dress up as Miss Trunchbull?
I'll take a glass of water and chuck it on your nose.
Oh, no! You've been listening to the Children's Literature Podcast. Please subscribe and give the show a rating. Send comments to letters@childrensliteraturepodcast.com. I'm your host, TQ Townsend.
Thanks for listening.